So the Bible describes the Christian life as being like running a race. And I've been running the race for almost 17 years now. And there's been times when it feels like I've been absolutely flying along. And there's been other times when it feels like I've just sort of been dragging myself across the tarmac. And actually, Jesus never says that following him is going to be easy. He doesn't say, well, you know, if you follow me, your life will suddenly get all sorted out and you'll have no problems or anything like that. And actually, we're told to run the race marked out for us with perseverance and with endurance. And so we know it's going to be tough. And actually, as I look back over my Christian life, I can see times when it has been hard and times when it still is. And I think for me, turning 30 was quite a significant moment because, strange as it might sound, when I turned 30, I just had this awareness of my own mortality. It just struck me that I wasn't really young anymore. You know, when you're young, you're kind of on this steep incline where you're gradually just getting better and better, kind of heading towards your peak. And it dawned on me that probably at some point, without even really realizing, I'd probably come over the top of that peak. And rather than being on a steep incline, I'd probably actually started on a gradual descent towards the grave. And I remember just having this sense that life felt like it was running away. You know, where had the last 30 years gone? And thinking, what have I actually done with my life? And before I know it, well, another 30 years have gone. And by that point, I'd been a youth worker in the church for about 7 years, and stuff had just got a bit tough. My motivation had sort of faded away. I was pretty much just treading water in the role and in my faith, just feeling increasingly cynical about things. And I found that people drained me. I was more and more short-tempered. And my productivity had hit a bit of an all-time low. I was sleeping only maybe 4 or 5 hours a night, and I was pretty much just at a physical breaking point. And mentally, you know, people said, you know, do you think you're depressed? And I said, no, I don't feel sad. I just don't feel anything. I was just numb. And I guess really what happened was I just kind of burnt out. And by that point, I'd already made the decision to stop, to move on from the role, because I just knew it was the right time, but I didn't know what I was going to do next. And I just didn't feel like I could really face doing any more church work because I was physically and mentally exhausted. But everyone around me just kept saying, oh, you know, whatever you do, you must keep on preaching, which was the last thing I wanted to do. But I also found myself feeling like I wasn't really qualified to do anything else. And to be honest, I really just felt quite angry at the time. You know, I felt like I'd worked hard for 8 years. I'd had this leadership role where I'd led this stuff and I'd organized it and run it all. But it felt like I really had nothing to show for it at the end. I was back to square one. And to be honest, I just felt quite resentful towards God and towards the church. And then also I felt the pressure being a guy to be the one who provides for my family, but I could see the leaving date of my job getting closer and closer, but I didn't have anything else in sight. And I just felt like I was a bit of a failure, really. And I was just feeling really anxious and just quite fearful about the future. It felt like we had no security. And at the same time, I guess I felt like I was losing my identity. You know, for so long I'd been Paul the youth worker. You know, that was what I did. It was who I was. So who was I, you know, when I wasn't a youth worker anymore? And eventually, sort of, I've made the decision that I would go into teaching guitar. And of course, that brought with it a whole load of other things as well. You know, self-doubt. Am I actually good enough to do this? You know, how long is it going to be before people realize I'm just a fraud? Am I going to be able to make enough money to support my family? But actually, you know, in all that, God provided for us. And, you know, as I look back, I see how God supported us through that and gave us enough to be able to support ourselves as a family. And it's been a real blessing to be able to do that, you know, through that work and the time it gives me. I've been able to meet lots more people from outside the church, which I never did when I worked in the church. And there's just been sort of, you know, a joy and fulfillment of, a, you know, rediscovering music and the guitar again, which is something that had kind of been a part of me that had been forgotten really when I worked in the church and been put on the back burner a bit. And so it kind of worked out okay. And you might kind of think, well, hey, look, there was always more to you than being Paul, just, you know, Paul the youth worker. You were Paul the guitarist, and you were, even when you left the church, you were still Paul the preacher and Paul the husband and Paul the dad. And, you know, yeah, that's true. And there was always more to me than simply that role. But actually, I try not to put too much stock in any of those things as if they're where my identity lies, because I'm someone who's always struck very much by the fragility of life. Because actually, there may well come a time when even those things are gone. You know, there might come a time when I can't physically play the guitar anymore. Or maybe my mind will go and I won't have the ability to preach anymore. Actually, even things like being a husband or a father can be snatched away in a moment. And so, like, I realize there's a foolishness to look for my identity in such temporary things. And actually, my identity has to be in something more sure than those things which can fade or be snatched away. And in Galatians, it says, in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. And actually, that's what my identity is. My identity is as a child of God. You know, that Jesus loved me and gave his life for me to bring me into a relationship with him. And you know what? No matter what happens to my body or to my mind or to my family or my abilities, whatever career I go into, actually, my identity as a child of God will never change. And so I just keep trying to run the race, you know, and most of the time I don't think I'm doing a very good job of it. I put on the occasional burst of speed every now and again, but often it feels more like I'm slogging my way through a marathon with all these obstacles getting in the way, or more often than not, it's me tripping myself up. But in all that, I keep putting my faith in Jesus, not in trying to be the best guitarist or the best preacher, the best father, the best dad, you know, good though those things might be, but actually in Jesus. And sometimes my faith is weak and sometimes it falters, but I just try and keep running because I know it's not really about how well I run the race. It's about the one who's already run the race and won it for me. And he wants me to share in that victory. And so I just keep trying to look to Jesus. You know, like it says at the beginning of Hebrews 12, therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith.